Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are live this morning, another edition of Read on the Road. I'm so thankful when Friday comes because I get to get out of the studio. And, you know, if you followed us for the last couple of years, you know, Read on the Road is sometimes at historic locations. Sometimes we're at festivals that are taking place around the state. Today, we are at Green Top Hunting and Fishing in Ashland. They are very well known, have been around since 1947, and have really grown in the Richmond area in a pretty competitive industry. And Blaine Altaffer is the president and CEO of Green Top, and he's with us today. I really appreciate you letting us in.
John, you're probably getting tired of me bragging about this company and our employees and our Green Top pros, so I'm at it again, okay? You've let me turn them on again. Here I go.
And you know what? When you opened at 8:59, I swear, I think what would you guys say? There were like 15 people at the door. How many stores on a Friday morning at 8:59 in the morning have 15 people waiting to get in?
We've got the best customers and best employees. Again, I say the word blessed, and it just gives me the ability to wake up and compete so effectively. And listen, you've been very transparent with us. You're in the market for a firearm, and I think as you navigate that decision today, I'm so pleased to put ourselves on stage in front of you and say, have at it, explore, learn, and let our pros take you through the buying process, and then go up to our shooting range and use it. But something that's going
to
happen.
That's one of the things that was appealing to me, to be honest with you, was, you know, I've asked around. There are a lot of people who vouch that the folks who are selling here are smart people. They've used these weapons. They're educated. They're not yahoos. They're responsible citizens. And I want to make sure that I'm making a smart decision for me, and that on the back end, not just buy a gun and stick it in the closet and then freak out one night, but that I'm trained, I understand what I'm doing, I understand the damage that the weapon can do and how to handle it responsibly.
So we've got 1,250 years of experience in one store. So, yes, you're going to be in front of someone who's going to dial it up or down depending on where you are in your journey with a firearm. If you're a newbie, they're going to cater the right discussion around the firearm, the use, and its capabilities to you. If you're a veteran at it, similar conversation, but at a different level based on your experience level. But as you go through the buying decision today, you're going to be exposed to some used guns. And I smile every time I talk about used guns and used firearms. It's such a very unique part of our proposition. And why is that? There's over 1,200 used guns in the store today. Each of them come with a story. And Patrick Combs and his team go out and procure these things. And today he's going on a buying estate purchase. And we hope we get the guns. He will come in and there will be a mixture of, I'll call it regular citizen firearms. And then there are those ones with stories that either how it was used in the war or the gun barrel was made by Rockola Jukebox Company. Go figure.
Yeah.
Things like that. And
how do you find those stories?
We get calls constantly because we're a trusted advisor. We've been around for 72 years. We're FFL. We're going to put them in the right hands and make sure they're sold properly. And we've got two gunsmiths who make sure they're all shootable, and we can hand them over to when it's a used firearm, you don't know how capable they are being used. Mm-hmm. Well, we all check them out. We shoot them all and make sure that we can resell them. But the stories that come with these firearms are so good, and Patrick and his team bring the stories along because they're so knowledgeable and they know why the gun has a unique barrel or a unique feature or was used in this war, or they're only made 18, or these were made with serial numbers. I just listen and go, wow. And suddenly this firearm has a different characteristic an appeal because of the story that comes with these firearms.
What's the most unique weapon that's come through
here? It's loaded. No, I can't answer that, but I'll give you one from last week.
Okay.
He walked in here, and when Patrick says, here's one for you, it's a trench gun from World War I. Hmm, okay, tell me about that. Well, one, it was designed by John Browning, famous John Browning. Winchester made them. This gun happens to be 120 years old, and they also... they didn't last because they were used in the war. They have shrouds. And then this one happened to have the original bayonet on them. So he said, one, look at the condition. It's a 120-year-old gun. It's a trench gun. I Googled it. It's amazing, the story behind it. And it survived with the original bayonet. So the uniqueness stack just continued to get better and better and better. Suddenly, I wanted this thing because the story and the way he brought it to life, and it's out on their floor today. So
yeah, I saw it as I was walking away, walking around. That's kind of interesting. But you know, as we talk about this, I can only imagine some people are listening to the radio who have never owned a weapon. They feel very uncomfortable around weapons. We're having a very casual conversation about a historical weapon, and they would almost run the other direction if they saw a weapon. How do you deal with that?
That's just one sliver of an example. But think about the. Look around you right now at all the opportunities for someone to come in and find a comfortable weapon for them to go to. And then again, I say we've wrapped it with a shooting range.
Right.
Try it before you buy it. Go up there and try it, shoot it, form an opinion, comfortable, safe, unsafe, something I can see in my hands, in my wife's hands, in a safe at my home, at a shooting range. If you like it, buy it. If not, you learned, you left with an experience. Maybe you come back, maybe you don't, but we gave you a safe environment to go do that in. And that's what we are here
about. Yeah, the mystery of it, I think, is part of the problem. I mean, I talk to a lot of people who've grown up around weapons, and they simply can't communicate with someone who's been told since they were a child, stay away from this, don't ever touch it. It's like any other tool, if it's used correctly and appropriately with a skilled individual behind it, you're in good hands. If it's not, then you got a problem.
Well, I go back to our shooting range again. We've got a classroom and training program that's designed for a variety of levels of expertise. Basic handling of a firearm. You get to meet in a classroom with a trained instructor and then go on a range with an RSO and shoot it if you want. We've got holstering. We have quick draw. We have cleaning. We have all of these classrooms that are designed around helping you ease your way into this and form an opinion and getting a comfort level and then quickly using it in a safe environment. Best of both worlds.
Yeah. Well, I feel good about being honest with you that I have never purchased a handgun before. And, you know, a lot of people are, I don't know if it's a compliment. They say, like, John, you asked the stupid question, but it's the question that everybody else wants to ask, but they don't want to look stupid. And I'm prepared to do that with you so that I can make smart decisions.
I don't want anyone walking into Green Top feeling intimidated that they're going to ask a dumb question. Again, these guys are pros. We're as open to newbies as we are, you know, decades professionals of shooting. So test us today in that entire experience.
We're going to do it. Blaine Altaffer is the president and CEO of Green Top Hunting and Fishing. And, you know, there's a lot more to the store than just the gun section. I really appreciate you spending some time to talk about that because I got to believe that I'm not the only person out there who is contemplating what the future looks like and making an important decision. Blaine, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.